guys, welcome back to the podcast. And ignore my squeaky voice.
And ignore me leaning to the side to cough.
She's sick and I'm not sick. I just lost my voice. So.
Example.
Yeah. We are together in person.
Yes, which is exciting, even though it was just two episodes.
I know, but it seems like forever, so I don't know. When you see someone every day, but you stop seeing them every day, it's sad and lonely.
Yeah, it is. And so we're just going to do a quick bonus episode. Speaking of booze.
Great segue.
Thank you. Tonight, we saw the Here for the Booze and That's Why We Drink tour, which
was
so awesome.
Good.
It was really cool.
It wasn't what I was expecting at all. I've never seen like a live podcast before.
It was really cool. We're not going to say any spoilers in case anyone's going to go to it.
Right.
But it was really, really good. And I got an adorable sweatshirt from it. I love it.
We could probably give our like full opinions because in like spoilers and stuff after they have toured.
Yes, which will be
pretty soon, no?
No, it'll be in a while.
Oh, did they just start? I can't remember when they started.
Yeah, they just started.
Oh, okay.
Well, like late January, so.
Well, we'll probably re-mention it later. But yes. As of right now,
it was
good. Hush hush. But it was good.
Would highly recommend going to see it if you have the chance.
Yeah. I mean, if not, might as well just listen to them.
Yeah, they also have a good podcast.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
yeah.
A thing. So far this week, I have just been really tired.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten, my full, actual work schedule yet. Like, I haven't even trained or anything, but school is stressful.
Right. And no, I totally understand, yeah.
Like, just that takes a toll on you.
It really does.
And that's why I'm excited to start work, because, I like meeting new people, and, I just like working. It's fun, and you get money, you know? But I don't want to be busy.
No, that's understandable.
I just want to go home after school. I don't want to be a full-time student and a part-time server.
You know, I see so many memes where it's talking about, how in high school you're able to do things from, 7 a.m. to, 7 p.m. every day and then still have energy at night to do homework and stuff. And then once you're in college, you're just I had a 9 a.m. class today. I can't go out tonight. I'm really tired.
That is literally me.
It's so true, though. That's how it feels.
It's very true.
So since this is a bonus, I say we just jump into it.
Okie dokie.
So today we are going to be talking about the disappearance and the murder of Dorothy Jane Scott.
I love the name Dorothy. It reminds me of Wizard of Oz.
Oh, well. Sorry.
Is she going to click her heels together and go home?
No, she gets killed, unfortunately. It's very sad.
That is really sad. It's not a happy ending at all.
No, and this is actually an unsolved case. So, there's that too.
It's even more sad.
It is. I totally agree. So, Dorothy Jane Scott was born on April 23rd, 1948. And then she disappeared on May 28th, 1980. That's a really big jump there.
That is.
Between dates.
All right.
We're going from born to
disappearing.
Disappear. So, a few months before her abduction, she had been getting calls, specifically at work, from an unidentified male. Apparently, she had recognized his voice, but not enough to place him, if that makes sense. So it's just a voice that she'd heard somehow, somewhere, but she didn't know who it was. apparently, whenever he called, he would speak about his love and his devotion for her, while also other times, or sometimes on the same call, he would threaten to kill her. So, that's really fun, right?
Oh, so fun.
No, it's obviously not fun. So, at the time...
It's enough. That's what you have to say about that.
I'm allergic.
Fun backwards. Enough.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna... All right. So, she was a single mother who was living in Stanton, California, with her aunt and her four-year-old son. She was a secretary for two jointly owned Anaheim, California stores, and one had sold psychedelic items, and another one was a head shop.
I learned about psychedelic art in my class.
What class?
It's, I don't know
okay.
the name of it.
I'm really glad that we did that.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. apparently, she preferred staying at home and was a devout Christian. She did not drink or do drugs. Her parents lived in Anaheim, babysat their grandson while she worked. And her father, his name was Jacob, and his dog... What? Sorry.
Dog?
I just read this entirely wrong.
Okay.
So, her father, Scott's father, wow, Scott as in Dorothy Jane Scott, I have sick brain 2 episodes in a row. This is really,
so sad.
Really wonderful. Scott's father, Jacob, and his daughter may have dated on occasion, but had no steady boyfriend that the family knew of.
Okay.
I said and instead of said. So apparently... She wasn't dating anybody regularly that her family knew of.
All right.
There we go. I got it out. It took me like 3 minutes to say that sentence.
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay.
That would have been the whole, like, half of what we've done so far.
That's true. Yeah, we're not that far into it yet. Okay, so, so this caller, he would always call and talk about his love and his devotion for her, but while also saying he's going to kill her.
There were
sometimes that it was in really extreme ways that he would say he is going to kill her, which is absolutely not okay. He had told her that he had been stalking her, and then he would give her really detailed descriptions of her life that no one else would have known other than her.
That's scary.
It's so creepy to think about.
That's very creepy.
Yeah. This is a quote from Dorothy's mother. She said, "One day he called and said to go outside because he had something for her. She went out there, and there was a single dead rose in the windshield of her car."
That is so sad.
Is that not just absolutely terrifying?
A single dead rose.
Yeah.
What kind of sign, like, message was he sending with that?
It's terrifying. I'm so sorry that I'm coughing so much. So, another call. She also said that the man had reportedly told her that he would get her alone and, this is a quote, would cut her up into bits so no one would ever find her.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I always think of, like, Dexter or something with that.
I've never seen Dexter before. Wow, I'm stumbly... You know, I've never seen it before, but that makes
it's
me not
really
want
good.
To see it.
Well, I mean, but he kills, like, bad people. So
not
I guess that makes it better.
Single mothers. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Dorothy. So, at this point, she had considered buying a handgun, and then she had started taking karate lessons, A week before her disappearance.
Oh.
Which is sad.
She, like, wasn't able to defend herself even when she tried to, like, learn how.
Right, yeah.
Poor thing.
So, now we're going to get to the date of the disappearance. This is a quick bonus episode.
That's right.
That's how bonuses are supposed to be.
I know, I was about to say it.
What are we gonna do whenever, if we, like, ever get a Patreon and we need to do, like, actual bonus episodes for them? Like, what are we gonna do?
What do you mean?
Like, how Patreons, like, they get free episodes?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, what are we gonna call those?
Aren't all episodes free?
Well, did I say they get free
episodes? Yes.
No, sorry. They get, like, Patreon exclusive episodes.
Oh, okay.
Like, what are we gonna call those? Because bonus is taken.
We can just figure this out not on air.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, we sound both so bad right now.
I know, guys.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not even sick. That's the worst part of it. Like, well, actually not the worst part, because I don't feel like crap, so that's good.
That is a
you
a
sound like crap.
You do,
and I
too.
Hope they all enjoy it.
I know.
In their ears.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh my god,
the only time we had.
Our Lyft driver, I think he's gonna be our new viewer.
Yeah, hi to our Lyft driver.
I'm sorry that the newest episode that you're listening to is us sounding sick. Anyways,
he
resuming.
He had to listen to us sounding sick the whole car ride, though.
It's true.
So it's okay. Okay.
What a man.
Resuming. So, okay. May 28th, 1980, at 9 p.m., she was at an employee meeting at work. Cough, cough. She noticed a coworker who had the name, or still has the name, I suppose, Conrad Bostrom. He didn't look well. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was feeling really, really bad, and he had a really big red mark on his arm. So, she and another coworker named Pam Head drove him to the ER. And at the ER, they determined that it was a black widow bite.
Oh, no.
So that's dude. Terrifying, you know?
Dude, black widows can straight up kill you.
Yeah, they're very, very toxic.
Spooky.
So they determined that it was a black widow bite, and they treated him for it. Like, everything went well, luckily, which was very lucky in that case. So, Head said that she and Dorothy remained in the ER waiting room. At no time, Pam said, did Dorothy leave her side. So, Conrad, which, by the way, is easily one of the most amazing names.
Conrad.
Conrad. Like, is that not just one of the most incredible names you've ever heard?
No, that's a good one.
It's a really good name. Wow.
I like that. Okay. I'm gonna name my child Conrad now.
So, I think that's a good name.
Me too.
I'm gonna name my child Nickelback.
Okay.
Is that not a good name?
I like back nickel better, but...
Ew.
Back nickel. Sounds like a disease.
I sound like I have a disease.
You got back nickel?
Got back nickel. Okay, so Conrad was discharged around 11 p.m. and he was given a prescription. Count how many times I say in an episode.
It sounds like you're a beginner in speech class.
It really does. I am a beginner in speech class. I'm not good at speech. I just like itched my ear into the microphone. Oh no, I'm real sorry. We're on a tight schedule though. We don't have time for editing. Okay, so Pam offered to bring her car to the exit because she didn't want him to walk too far because, you know, he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
He was bitten by a black widow. So Pam said that Dorothy had used the restroom briefly before heading out into the parking lot. So Pam and Conrad filled his prescription and then they waited at the exit for Dorothy. Oh, crap. I'm so sorry. Dorothy had offered to bring her car to the exit, not Pam.
Oh, okay.
I just misspoke there. So they didn't see her for a few minutes, and so they went out into the ER's parking lot. And suddenly, they saw Dorothy's car speeding towards them. Like, just speeding towards them. And its headlights blinded them, so they could not see who was behind the wheel. They were waving their arms and trying to get her attention, but the car sped past them.
It wasn't her.
And took a sharp right turn out of the parking lot. So initially, what they had thought is that she had something come up with her son. But a few hours later, after not hearing from her, they reported her as missing. Mm. Yeah.
That's so sad.
It really is. So at 4:30 a.m. on May 29th, so a day after, her car, which was a white 1973 Toyota station wagon, was found burning in an alley about 10 miles from the hospital.
Oh my god.
Neither she nor her supposed kidnapper were anywhere nearby.
That is so sad.
Yeah, it really is.
Wait, how old was her? She was a single mom. How old was her kid?
4 years old.
Oh no.
I know. That sounded very sarcastic. I know it wasn't.
It's because my voice is so squeaky.
Yeah, it's so really sad. So this part's a little bit rough, as usual.
I know, it's super usual.
So, on August 6th, 1984, a construction worker discovered dog and human bones side by side about 30 feet from Santa Ana Canyon Road. The bones were partially charred, and authorities believed that they had been there for 2 years as a bush fire had swept across the site in 1982. Remember, this happened in 1980.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this was 4 years later, like a little bit over 4 years later. So apparently a turquoise ring and watch were also found. And Dorothy's mother said that the watch had stopped at 12:30 on May 29th, about an hour after they saw the vehicle. So that was obviously her ring and her watch.
Right.
That was found there. On August 14th, the bones were identified by dental records, which it always makes me so sad in these cases in which they have to discover a body is a body by dental records.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's so sad.
I'm glad that they are able to.
I mean, yeah, it does something.
Yeah, of course, of course. But, I mean, that's, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, all of this is heartbreaking. An autopsy was not able to determine a cause of death, which makes sense, as it was 4 years after. And then a memorial service was held on August 22nd. So, now we're gonna go back in time a little bit. So, there were some mysterious phone calls we get to talk about now. So, about a week after the disappearance, her parents received a phone call from an unidentified man who said, "I've got her," and hung up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The same man apparently called almost every Wednesday afternoon and said either that he had Dorothy or he killed her. So these calls were never... they were never traced, just because you can't trace the call unless you're on them for long enough.
Right.
You know? So they weren't able to trace them. So apparently they were usually brief, and they occurred whenever her mother was home alone. I'm so sorry. In April...
Oh my goodness.
Well.
This girl need a cough drop.
I'm good. Our other Lyft driver offered me a cough drop, which That's was true. Nice.
She did.
So, in April 1984, a man called during the evening. Jacob Scott answered the calls, and then apparently this calls stopped. So, after her remains were found, the police installed a voice recorder at the Scott's residence, but they weren't able to trace the calls, as I had said before. So, we do have a possible motivation for her murder. This surfaced on June 12th, 1980. An unidentified man had called the front desk at the Orange County Register, which was a paper that had run the story about the case. And apparently what the man said was, "I killed her. I killed Dorothy Scott. She was my love. I caught her cheating with another man. She denied having someone else. I killed her." The editor also said the caller knew that Conrad Bostrom had suffered from a spider bite on the night of May 28th. And he also knew that she had been wearing a red scarf, and she had changed her black scarf to a red one after the meeting. So before, or after they dropped him off at the ER.
The heck?
Yeah. So neither of these details had been published in the article that they had done. The caller also claimed that she phoned him from the hospital that night. However, Pam disputed the claim and said that she had been there the entire time and had not made a phone call. Investigators believed the anonymous caller was responsible for her death. But, you know, we still don't have any closure on this case.
Wow.
So, yeah. That one is a short one. It is obviously very rough. As, you know, all of these are.
But even when they're, like, mystery or they're, like, unsolved, like, that makes it even more sad.
No, I totally agree.
Because they don't get justice at all whatsoever.
No, and there's no closure.
Yeah, that's
like, true. For their families and stuff like that. I'm glad that they were able to find her body, at least.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
That was an interesting one, though.
Yeah.
The whole phone calls remind me of, what is it, it reminds me of Riverdale a little bit.
I have not done an episode on Riverdale, I can tell you that.
But, no, it also reminds me of, what's the movie, is it Scream, where she answers the phone?
The one where, 7 days, that one?
Wait, yeah.
Is that, I don't know scary movies that well.
See, and this one's my freaking topic, and I'm over here asking you.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, man. It's because I can't think right now.
It's.
But, yes, it does remind me of that, because it's, you know, phone call crap.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But
that,
it's spookier because it's real.
That's something that's so terrifying to me, especially about, like, stalker and murder cases, is that's just something that happens sometimes. Like, oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this teeny tiny little bonus.
This little baby episode.
I mean, it wasn't... 25 minutes is not bad for a...
No? No, it's not.
A bonus. I'm so sorry that we sound so, like, dreary. How do we say this?
What?
Dreary. Okay. Yes. Wow.
We never know how to pronounce words.
We don't know. I'm so sorry we sound so dreary, but we're very tired and one is very sickly. But we wanted to squeeze this one in because we miss talking to you guys and sharing a couple facts here and there. So we also really wanted to record together while we're, like, in person, because that's always more fun.
So we're doing a bunch of episodes, even though it's 1 a.m. and we're tired.
Yeah. So.
Wish us luck.
Oh. Yeah, we have an Instagram.
Yes, Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And Twitter.
Party_horror.
And you can also email us.
horrorslumberparty@gmail.com.
Make sure you give us suggestions, input, and your own thoughts.
Yes,
please. On everything. Yes.
Everything.
Good night and scary dreams.
Bye.